Page 81. Measure number 24-279, Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District. Referred to the people by the district board. 5-year local option levy for officer and firefighter salaries. Question, shall district impose 45 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years for officer and firefighter salaries beginning 2009-2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the district board has determined that current operations officer position is underfunded due to budget constraints, and district would benefit with an additional firefighter to better serve the needs of the residents of the district. The district is requesting a 5-year local option tax beginning 2009-2010 to fully fund the salary increase for the existing operations officer and the new firefighter position. The requested levy will raise approximately $80,988 in 2009-2010, $85,539 in 2010-11, $91,034 in 2011-12, $96,721 in 2012-13, and $102,387 in 2013-14, for a total of $456,669. The estimated rate of 45 cents per $1,000 of assessed value would tax a $100,000 home in the amount of $45.40 per year for 5 years. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based upon the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. The Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District is not a part of the city or county, but is a special service district protecting 7 square miles of Marion County, including the city of Hubbard. The Hubbard Fire District strives to provide the best service possible to the community in the event of fire or medical emergencies. However, that is sometimes difficult with an all-volunteer organization. The Board of Directors has decided it is necessary to seek a 5-year local option levy for the specific purpose of employing 2 paid personnel to assist in maintaining emergency response 24 hours a day. The district currently relies on volunteers to respond to the station. This can take up to 9 minutes during the night, while during the day there are few to no available volunteers to respond, forcing us to rely on neighboring fire districts to assist. In the past, our daytime volunteer force was comprised of local farmers and business owners. Over time, these volunteers have since retired, and the increased amount of training requirement limits the number of potential volunteers. If this local option levy passes, we will be able to fully fund a full-time operations officer and an additional firefighter or emergency medical technician, EMT, to work during the daytime hours when most of our volunteers are unavailable due to out-of-area employment. This will provide personnel to create a safer level of staffing during the daytime hours. With these employees, we will also be able to improve firefighter training, fire prevention programs, the volunteer program, and maintain required state records and data entry. The proposed rate of approximately 45 cents per $1,000 would result in an additional $45 for property valued at $100,000. This would be approximately 12 cents per day to employ 2 personnel for our fire district to provide emergency services. Questions related to this initiative may be directed to Bill Hansen by calling 503-981-9454 or by visiting our station at 3161 2nd Street in Hubbard, Oregon. Thank you for your time and careful consideration. Submitted by Kenneth Klesinski, Board Chairman, and Hubbard Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.